This is Radio Entrepreneurs, the Conscious Business Show, connecting the heart to the mind to the wallet. And we have great business leaders are coming in to share their story of impact. And with us today is Colleen McGuire. She is co-founder and CEO of Silver Fern Healthcare. So welcome. Thank you for being here today with us.
Well, thank you so much, Darby. It's a delight and pleasure to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you, and I know our listeners are as well, to learn more. Your focus now is on chronic disease, primarily in the world of diabetes, so we really want to learn about this. But take a few steps back and tell us about your journey for you personally, how you've come to this position in your life and the decision to start with your husband, Silver Fern Healthcare. Would love to hear the story.
All righty. I'll try to be pithy, which can be challenging. So I am a business person. Mm-hmm. So I have spent most of my career in the business world. I spent a long time in financial services, started in sales, moved up into portfolio management, sales management, ran business lines in that business. About 7 years ago, I left as part of the demise of financial services. Mm-hmm. That's a long story I won't get into, but I had the opportunity to teach at university. So I went to teach strategy and sales leadership at UConn.
Okay.
And then 3 years ago, while I was working at UConn and approved by UConn, I started, co-founded Silver Fern Healthcare with Gary Welch, okay. who's a scientist, PhD, and my husband. Mm-hmm. And we got there because it's really one of those aha moments where it was around the holidays. Gary had come home. He was telling me about the results that he had just had in the research world mm-hmm. in terms of improving medical outcomes for chronic disease patients, and mm-hmm. specifically his work is in diabetes. And the long story short I said to him, you know, how many people have you helped? And he said, I don't know, 1,500. And I said, how many people are there with diabetes? And he said, there are about 30 million people. Wow. Well, at the time, there were about 26 million people right. just in the U.S. with diabetes. And there's, you know, 400 plus million people in the world with diabetes. So I said, we need to get these tools out. Yep. So I see this as, you know, I'm the business person coming together with the scientists, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and my business skills are transferable. It is definitely a new industry, and there's a big learning curve on the industry. It's right. a complicated industry.
Right, right.
But that's kind of how we got there. And I also personally had been impacted earlier in life and just knew somebody that died way too early, died at the age of 35 from diabetes complications.
Yep.
And so it's kind of a personal passion
of mine.
So it's a personal
journey. It's interesting then that it dovetails at this point in your life that this comes about, where you have an opportunity, right, to make a difference. I mean, talk to us a little bit about the vision. So you talk about the science and the market size opportunity, but the vision for Silver Fern. I mean, there's your short term, there's your long term vision, but talk to us a little bit about that.
I would love to. And if I can just tack on one more thing to
sure.
what you said, the opportunity. I mean, everybody at Silver Fern looks at what we're doing as our responsibility mm-hmm. for society
Great.
To
yeah.
get these tools out to care teams and mm-hmm. providers mm-hmm. so that they can help patients with chronic disease.
Perfect.
So, Our vision, if you will, our formal vision is to be a leading healthcare services company in the new value and patient-centered healthcare system by providing breakthrough products and services to healthcare clients such as accountable care organizations, progressive hospitals, and provider networks. In terms of, may I elaborate a little bit in terms
Sure.
of our mission and
Absolutely.
Just a brief piece about the toolkit? So our main mission is to improve the quality of life and health outcomes for patients living with chronic disease, mm-hmm. provide better clinical tools for healthcare providers and care teams, and in doing both of these things, we can significantly lower the costs of healthcare. And it's pretty straightforward in that providers and care teams just do not have the tools that they need to take care of chronic disease. Chronic disease is now, most people don't know this, of the over $3 trillion that we spend on healthcare, you know, the majority, I think it's, I read recently, it's like 85% of those dollars are spent on fixing and taking care of people that have complications from a chronic disease.
Right.
So the tool set, if you will, just briefly, is first of all, it's clinically validated. So these are all things that were built in the research environment. It's intellectual property that we have exclusive license for. And what we have are self-management patient assessment tools. So providers can quickly capture the key behavioral and psychosocial issues that are facing people living with diabetes or other chronic diseases. And that information needs to be, the docs and care teams need to know that info and act on that info. And right now they don't have the tools to even get the info.
To even data collect it.
Yeah,
because then to synthesize it and say, what does it mean, right?
Yes, exactly. Mm. Under our old legacy system, we're really in acute care. You break your arm, you can go and get it fixed.
Yep.
If you have chronic disease, it's much more of a challenge. The other two pieces of the tool set, if you will, are a whole battery, a whole suite of remote cellular, you know, Bluetooth to the cloud, remote monitoring equipment. I'm not a techie, so I get yelled at when I talk about this. You know, we're providing valuable and actionable and you know, clinically accurate reports and alerts for care teams to then intervene with patients. Mm-hmm. And then the third piece, if you will, is, again, I think we're one of the few parties out there that have a diabetes eye screening camera and evaluation program using the latest technology. And we put this camera in the primary care office. And that improves eye screening rates, and we can pick up on, retinal. The issue with diabetes specifically is not the disease in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's the lack of controlling the disease.
Right.
When the disease, when your A1Cs, when your blood sugar numbers are high and your other, we call them the ABCs, your blood sugar, your blood pressure, and your cholesterol, your lipids, when that profile isn't good, which is about 81% of people with diabetes have are in poor control. And when that happens, then they have macro and microvascular issues. And that's and that's where all the damage comes from.
Do you think, and just in your discussion, which is fascinating in terms of the numbers, and of course, you know, our hearts go out to families that go through this. It is the first point of contact, the caregiving organizations, right? So training and educating and giving them the tools, as you're saying, to be more responsive, to be more holistic in their response, right? So it's not just a one-day treatment, it's multiple. It's following that patient through that illness. Because that's kind of what the chronic definition sort of, you know, alludes to, right? And when you think about just our lifestyle as a human race, there's more and more of these chronic issues coming up, right? It's not that it's just an easy fix. And that's kind of what you're seeing as an opportunity to really change.
Absolutely. And we have more than one scientist in, but I've been referring to Gary Welch, who's our chief scientific officer. We have other scientists, one of the world experts regarding the eye retinopathy stuff as well. But Gary talks regularly about that is in his opinion, poorly controlled chronic disease is the greatest healthcare threat of the 21st century.
Yeah,
and we're talking about a significant societal crisis, and a lot of it stems from, I mean, most of diabetes is type 2. A lot of it's related to obesity, and I could go on, of course, for hours about this topic. And just quickly, though, one point that I think might be helpful for viewers as well. When we started 3 years ago, we were really early, we thought, and there wasn't a lot of traction going on. Today, it's very crowded space on the preventable side of the market. So the Fitbits and all the wearables. Where we come in is at a different point. It's a little bit later. It's really not that person who's counting that they have, you know, 20,000 steps. It's somebody that has already gotten a disease,
right,
and then needs to learn better self-management mm-hmm. skills. Mm-hmm. And that's where our expertise is. So it's really in the chronic disease management. And right. You're absolutely right that the chronic nature of it is just is not aligned with the old legacy healthcare. So right. We're moving to this value model where hospitals are going to get shared savings and they're going to get rewarded and mm-hmm. have to meet outcomes, health outcomes metrics. This right. is new. So that's where we're that's where we're getting traction.
Right, right. And I think a lot of what you're doing too dovetails into, you know, we met on the conscious capitalism level, you know, certainly for the Hartford chapter, you know, we co-founded the Boston chapter, but there's elements here in terms of the principles of conscious capitalism from stakeholders, you know, understanding that whole supply chain, but transforming the understanding of a chronic illness, both from the care provider side, both for the individual that's living it and having to self-manage, right? That's a huge amount of looking at the principles of doing business right. You can have a profit, but you also have a purpose. And you're working in an environment that does that, but you're creating that within Silver Fern in terms of your model and what you're bringing out to the market.
I'm hugely about the four pillars of conscious capitalism. If I could just make one note, too. Again, I don't know who will be listening to this, but... Most providers and care teams actually know, of course, what they need to do mm-hmm. in terms of treatment for these chronic diseases.
Right.
It's that they have not had the time, they have not had the tools, and
right.
they have not had the incentives. We have not, we've had a healthcare system designed for sick care and volume.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been enough... dings, if you will, for readmissions. And so that's
right.
all changing. But in
right.
terms of the four pillars, I think we are strongly aligned on all four.
Mm-hmm.
If I could just
mm-hmm.
hit on them
just
quickly. We've been talking about purpose. We've been talking about mission. We are absolutely a mission-oriented mm-hmm. company. It's about improving healthcare and saving costs and actually improving this job satisfaction for
right.
employees that are working and are too busy and can't get the information that they need. So the healthcare provider's satisfaction will go up.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of nicely folds into the stakeholder theory. I mean, I've been teaching stakeholder theory since I've been teaching at university and have been a proponent of, you know, it's not just about the bottom line. I mean, making money is great and necessary, but it's not sufficient.
Right.
And ultimately, you know, if you don't take care of all of your stakeholders, you're probably not generating as much value. So, I mean, the way I look at this is as you pursue your purpose with a conscious approach, you're going to generate revenues and ultimately profits. And then just on the other two pillars, I mean, I think conscious cultures and conscious leaders go hand in hand,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're very connected. Conscious cultures are created by conscious leaders, in my opinion, who are not only clear about their purpose, but a big key for me here is your core values.
Right.
So really
right.
important to establish those core values, walk the walk, you know,
mm-hmm.
and really... practice them, and if you do so, and I would like to suggest we have a great list of core values,
yep, yep.
and you know that's going to drive a conscious culture.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree, and that, you know, to both of us, and we're passionate about this, to see businesses embrace that and to obviously, you know, engage that with their stakeholders is perfect. You're instituting that within Silver Fern. When you think about the next steps, you know, where do you see this going? You're dovetailing within a healthcare system that's now about to go through more change, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're addressing a large part of the market under chronic illnesses, that umbrella that embodies so much, but starting
yes.
out obviously in diabetes. There's a lot of wood to chop.
Yes.
And so where do you focus and where do you see this going for Silver Fern and what you can add value? Tremendous value.
It is a very tall order. So we made early on the decision that our expertise and the way that we think this works best is to partner, to collaborate with care providers. So we are not, you know, a quote-unquote B2C business. We're a B2B. Mm-hmm. We are not selling products to the consumer market. We are going into work with care teams. Mm-hmm. So the likely, ideally, we'll see broad adoption of the tool set, and probably starting with accountable care organizations and progressive hospitals and progressive provider networks. So that's kind of the segment space. We will definitely start with diabetes, because that's, while Gary and others have experience and have done a lot of work in kidney disease and other chronic disease conditions, diabetes is the number one sweet spot. So that's where we're going to start. And I mean, ultimately, if we're successful, we'll see our tools or tools like our tools rolled out, you know, globally. We're going to start. Luckily, we're talking to hospitals in Connecticut and Massachusetts.
That's exciting.
And it's a long cycle, if you will. But you know, and then we'll. And then we'll roll out from there.
But that's a perfect start. That's wonderful. Colleen, how do people get in touch with you to get involved with what you're doing, support it, engage? What's the best way?
Well, that's terrific. Thank you. The best way, I believe, is through email. You will see our website needs work, which is why we're in the fundraising business here. But you can get to us at info@ Silver Fern Healthcare, one word, SilverFern healthcare.com. So info@ SilverFernHealthcare.com is how you would find us.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. Really appreciate it. And the best of luck. You've got an incredible model ahead of you. And congratulations for focusing on this, because it's well overdue.
Well,
so thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This has been Radio Entrepreneurs, the Conscious Business Show. We'll be back to you after a few spots from our sponsors. Thanks so much.